This day, the dwelling of my heart by thy divine presence. With what confidence do I then implore rest and eternal peace for the suffering souls of purgatory, whom thou lovest, though thy justice forces thee to banish them for a time from their heavenly inheritance. Look nevertheless, O merciful Redeemer, on the work of thy hands. Hasten the happy hour of their deliverance. Grant me all the graces of a devout Holy Communion, that I may submissively accept and patiently bear all that is disagreeable and painful, and thus avert a long separation from thee after the close of my own mortal life. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Eternal rest grant unto them, O Lord. May they rest in peace. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Yesterday, on my way back from Europe, I happened to have with me a copy of a Catholic magazine from in the French language, and I was reading about that very interesting mystic, the Venerable Elizabeth Canori Mora, who was a married woman, a wife, and a mother, and who had the most extraordinary mystical experiences, both of painful suffering and of exquisite joy, and many private revelations were vouchsafed to her. And I thought I would tell you a little bit about what she saw once of purgatory. She says, I saw a great abyss with three divisions. In the first, there was no fire, but a kind of a pale whiteness, which made the souls there to desire most ardently the brightness of that beautiful sun of justice. In the second division of purgatory, the fire burned the souls who were there, but it was joined with a dew most precious, which tempered the rigors of the flame. And in the third, I saw only dark fire, full of sulfur and pitch, forming an incandescent lake, whose horror was in no way softened by any relief. I saw three demons full of rage blow upon the fire as ministers of the divine justice, even as I saw three angels calling out to the tormented souls in this terrible place and telling them of the mercies of our Lord. The Venerable Elizabeth Canori Mora, in her writing, reminds us that we can indeed, as we well know, aid the souls in purgatory by our prayers and by our own particular acts of penance. And she herself was able to procure, it was revealed to her, the passage of many souls who were in the second part of purgatory into heaven. Because it's especially for the souls who are detained in the second part, she saw, that they receive the due of our own prayers for them. She herself, though, by her prayers, and by her own sanctity, was able sometimes to obtain the instant deliverance of souls in purgatory. Once our Lord said to her, ask me whatever should be pleasing to thee. Give me the deliverance of the souls in purgatory, she exclaimed. So our Lord gave her a little key. How interesting, a little key. And he told St. Charles Borromeo and the two saints who had founded the Order of the Trinitarians, of which she was a third order member, to lead her to purgatory. And there she was able to deliver as many souls as she wanted to, according to her own intentions. And another time, our Lord invited her to take the precious blood from his side and to sprinkle all of the souls in purgatory, as the priest would, as he goes with holy water, as he goes about the catafalque at a requiem. And then she saw a multitude of these souls mounting to heaven, praising God. And these souls who were thus delivered, all resplendent, thanked their liberator, saying they're the Venerable Elizabeth. And she afterwards had very sweet and spiritual conversations with these same souls. That's a wonderful thought, isn't it? If you could be given the holy water sprinkler and it were filled with the precious blood, and you could appease all of the flames and all of the fire for these poor souls. And yet, of course, that is exactly what you have just done today. May God reward you for coming on a summer's night to do it. And that is what we do as well, the Venerable reminds us, when we pray, when we offer up particular or special acts of penance for the poor souls, when we offer up our Holy Communion and our spiritual communion. This is the month of July. Let your devotion each day to the precious blood of our Lord be Eucharistic and purgatorial. Think of all the poor souls abandoned there, especially in that third section of purgatory, with those devils blowing on the flames and that darkness and the burning without any relief. And pray for the poor souls. As it were, dip your holy water sprinkler into the precious blood of Jesus in the chalice of the Mass, contained in the ciborium of the altar. Sprinkle them. Give them relief. O most compassionate Jesus, have mercy on the souls detained in purgatory's prison, for whose redemption thou didst take upon thee our nature and endure a better death. Mercifully hear their groaning. Look with pity on the tears which they now shed before thee, and by the virtue of thy passion, release them from the pains due unto their sins. O most merciful Jesus, let thy precious blood flow down into purgatory and refresh and revive the captive souls suffering there. Stretch out unto them thy strong right hand and bring them forth into the place of refreshment, of light, and of peace. Amen. Eternal rest grant unto them, O Lord. May their souls and the souls of all the faithful departed to the mercy of God, rest in peace. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost.